This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. White House on Thursday put more emphasis on a need for diplomacy in the Middle East.
We are concerned about the tension and afraid and concerned about potential escalation. We have said that in the Middle East. We've been very clear. And we've also said that the way to move forward is diplomatic resolution. We think it is achievable. Obviously, it is urgent. And so that's what we're going to continue to do, having those diplomatic conversation. Diplomacy is key here.
Spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre said the White House believes a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas would lower the temperature in the region. The leader of the Hezbollah vowed to retaliate for this week's deadly attacks on the group's communications devices. Israel and Hezbollah exchanged strikes Thursday as he spoke. He's called the attacks on Hezbollah's devices a severe blow that crossed a red line. Lebanon is still reeling from this week's attacks on electronic devices used by Hezbollah. Hundreds of pagers and walkie-talkies blew up at the same time in an operation widely believed to be carried out by Israel. At least 37 people were killed. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports Ukraine's leader will meet with President Biden and Vice President Harris next week.
Vladimir Zelensky's visit here to the White House will come as he pushes the U.S. to let Ukraine use Western-provided long-range missiles for striking deeper inside Russia. The administration is not convinced, amid fears loosening the restrictions would not only have limited impact, but also provoke Vladimir Putin. He's warned Russia will be at war with the U.S. and NATO if the weapons are used. Officials say they want more details on how Kyiv would use them and how they fit into broader war strategy. Sagar Magani at the White House.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.